Today's daf Maseches Eruvin, the Chav Dalad, the Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf, and Amud Aleph today, go into further detail what kind of area is considered not Mukaf Ladira, an area that you cannot consider that place a dwelling place to be able to surround it to enable one to carry there on Shabbos. Disallow carrying if the area be greater than 2 Sa'asayim, as we explained yesterday, in different measurements of what that is considered. One point is about a seeded field, which is not made for Dira, not made for dwelling, versus an area planted with trees, which is considered made for Dira. And Rashi explains that people plant trees closer to one's property because they provide shade. Next, we have a halacha about a body of water greater than 2 sasayim. That is ra'ui l'tashmish adam. It's something that's useful, utility to people, which Rashi says refers to drinking water. So it's considered Hukaf Ladira, that's a kind of area that is useful. You can surround it and become something that is dwellable for humans, for people, and one can carry within that. So there's a Chumran Shulchan Aruch, however, based on the case of a Karfev, one of these gardens, large gardens, that's larger than 2 Sasayim, that was in majority of the space, was seeded. And Shulchan Aruch and Shinran Ches Tes, Sif Tes, says it's prohibited to carry in that space. And the next Sif, the Chumrah, the stringency is on the Safik of the Rosh, that even in a full-fledged Chatzim, in a full-fledged courtyard that is larger than 2 Sasayim, seeding or planting in most of this area would invalidate its status as a place, as a base deer, as a place where one would dwell. As we began to note yesterday, this can become a problem in our cities if you have an area within a city Eruv that's larger than 2 Sasayim and has no utility for the people who live there. It's undrinkable water, or there's no passage there for people. It acts as a large breach, since nobody may carry there, and could call into question the entire Eruv. So Rabbi Simon brings in Imei Baruch Kufnin Dalad that this holds true even though the space is a fraction of the city, of the actual area of the city. The Shulchan Aruch in the same Sif Tes brings also based on our daf that if the seeds were in a small area, they don't create a problem up to a area of 2 Sasayim. But an area that's larger than 2 Sasayim, even a small seeded area would be problematic. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Katan Ein Beis, these seeds are actually nullify, they invalidate the mechitza of the dwelling space, leaving a breach, thereby ruining the permission to carry there. However, there are some solutions to this. One, which is based on the Me'iri on our daf, and this is brought in the Sefer Nesivos Shabbos by Rav Yaakov Yeshaya Blau, Per Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, that when the planted area is made for parks and gardens to be used and enjoyed by people walking there, these seeds do not, these things that were planted there do not make a problem for the area to carry within. Now, one must be careful that these areas should not be 100% seeded. Further point made on this Me'iri, because the Gemara we just had on Chav Gimel Beis says explicitly, Nisa Ruba Reka Gina V'Asur, if it's majority that has seeds in it, it's like a garden and it's prohibited to carry there. And therefore we see, based on this, it's not actually made for dwelling. So to truly say one is benefiting from the garden, and this is brought b'shem the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, in the Kovetz Asifas Chachamim. Rabbi Simon brings, says, a Torah journal put out by the Bayaner Chasidim in Beitar, has to be like our Gemara says, an Amud Beis, that a cistern filled with water, a bor, male maim, is considered mukaf ladira, if the water is drinkable, like a pile of fruit. So what this means is that the use of an item to transform the space to be a dwelling area has to be similar to the water of fruit. So for the seed, says the Divrei Chaim, you'd need direct benefit from the shade that's caused by the trees growing from these seeds, or the actual smell, so you're benefiting directly from the what's being planted. But just enjoying the sight and surrounding would not be enough. Rabbi Simon thought, even according to the Divrei Chaim, there was a path to the garden, even without any shade or smell, just the beauty, this would be enough to give it a dira status, a dwelling status.